We have items for discussion and vote. Actually, one item and a series of issues. 0860 Board of Equalization, issues 1 through 4. I will call this hearing to order and establish a quorum.
Senator Roth?
Here.
Senator Glazer?
Present.
Senator Wilk?
Okay, if we could have the presenters from the Board of Equalization come on down. I think all these are hold open. All these issues are hold open items, so we won't be taking a vote today, but we will hear the testimony and tee it up for a vote at a later time. So issue number one is the cross system, which we just heard a little bit about. But let me ask you to identify yourselves for the record here. First on my left, your right, ma'am.
Suzanne Bueller, Deputy Director of Business Tax and Fee Department at Board of Equalization.
Thank you for joining us, ma'am.
Hi, Richard Parrott, Chief of the Program and Compliance Division at the Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
And I'm Edna Murphy, the Admin Deputy for Board of Equalization.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Russell, Department of Finance.
Seth Kirstein, Legislative Analyst's Office.
Lourdes Morales, LAO.
Ms. Murphy, right?
Yes.
I apologize. I got your name wrong upstairs, so I hate to do that, and I'll apologize to you now.
That's okay. Thank you.
You may proceed.
Okay. So good afternoon, members of the committee. My name is Edna Murphy, and I'm the Deputy Director of Administration for the Board of Equalization. Our first BCP is for CROSS. The Board of Equalization is requesting, and maybe I should start by saying we worked with Department of Finance to use our age vacancies. So what you're going to see in front of you is the modified or the augmented BCP request that we have before this committee. So for CROSS, we are requesting 55.4 positions and $28.6 million in 17-18 as we move into the implementation phase of the CROSS Revenue Opportunity System project. This request includes a continuation of 19 permanent positions previously authorized in the fiscal year 16-17. The additional positions is temp help. The CROSS project is an information technology modernization effort designed to expand tax and fee payer services, improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the BOE's operation, and enhance its ability to generate increased revenue, reducing the tax gap.
Finance?
I'd just like to note that we have been working with the BOE to use as many vacancies as possible to fill those budget change proposal positions that were initially proposed in the governor's budget. The BOE has been working very cooperatively with us, and I'd like to note that of the 90 positions that were proposed in the governor's budget, it looks like BOE is going to be able to fill all but about 21 of those using vacancies. And of those, approximately 19 are limited term positions that are going to be going to permanent. So I think they've done a good job of identifying vacancies that can be used to fill all of the workload that is necessary to implement those initiatives proposed in the governor's budget.
LAO?
So in our analysis of the CROSS proposal, we had a few recommendations for the legislature. One was to approve only the resources that are being requested for the budget year and not those in subsequent years. We in our view, the sort of conventional approach of approving budget proposals for major IT projects on a year-by-year basis has a great deal of merit, for example, in order to enable legislative oversight and to adjust to changes in circumstances that may occur from year to year. We also recommended appropriating a slightly reduced amount relative to the administration's original request. There was a small portion of the resources that we thought were not adequately justified. Of course, as they've described to you, there's been a revision to the request, and so we're going to need to explore that in more detail to determine whether the extent to which that recommendation is still applicable.
We discussed this some at the prior session of the subcommittee in the joint hearing. I am concerned about the project. You know, it has some of the indicators that we saw in the, I hate to make the comparison, the 21st century project. For example, directors changing, you know, changing out of directors and management levels and continuity not necessarily being there. Can you address for me why it's taken so long to get to where we are with SPR 3?
We just completed SPR 4, right?
4.
I'm not sure that I can entirely...
It's been a five-year effort, hasn't it?
It's been a procurement effort that has taken quite a number of years, but there has been a lot of discussion back and forth, particularly with Department of Finance, on the compensation model, because it is a benefits-based contract, right. And there's a lot of levels of detail there.
Are you comfortable now that we have stability with respect to the project director and that we're going to be able to move forward with having the compensation issues resolved? And
with respect to the project director, we are beginning the recruitment process, and in the meantime, I and Scott Capelong, who is our acting CIO, are co-project directors at this point. We have a lot more oversight and input from all of the sponsors on the project as well. Everyone's getting very deeply involved. So we are very confident that in the interim period before our new project director is appointed, that we will have the project well in hand.
Has the Department of Technology, as a result, taken an enhanced role in your project, given the, I don't know if instability is the word, but instability at the top level of management?
CDT is very actively involved in the project and provides input to Scott Capelong and myself almost on a daily basis on any issues that arise, and we are immediately addressing them.
Okay. Senator Glaser, any questions? Yeah. Any public comment on this particular issue? Okay, this, as I said, is a hold open issue. We'll be revisiting this. Good luck on the CROSS project. We look forward to seeing it completed and producing results. Issue number two is the cigarette and tobacco products licensing program.
Right. So for that one, the Board of Equalization is requesting no positions and $286,000 in 2017-18 to administer the cigarette and tobacco product licensing program provision of AB X211. The new cigarette and tobacco processing licensing legislation creates new and complex licensing requirement with new and additional workload. The volume of cigarette and tobacco licensing and payment the BOE must process is greater, as retailers will now pay annual rather than a one-time license fee renewal fee. With about averaging $1.8 million per year over the last several years, the revenue increase is estimated to be $9.9 million for a total of $11.7 million for the entire program.
And the money that's being requested in this budget proposal is associated with anticipated overtime requirements?
Yes. Overtime and the additional workload that we'll be redirecting.
And do you anticipate that the redirection is going to be sufficient to deal with the with this particular program on a go-forward basis?
We are anticipating.
Yes.
Finance?
I'd just like to note that the governor's budget initially proposed approximately 37 permanent positions and 3.4 temporary help positions. And working with BOE, they've managed to whittle that down to a total of only 3.7 positions, of which 3.4 are temporary help. So this is another one where I think they've done a good job of identifying existing vacant resources that can be used to perform these workloads.
Great. We like to hear that. LAO?
We had a recommendation related to the sort of the duration of the request of the for which the requested resources would be approved. I'm not entirely sure how applicable that would be given the very recent revisions. So we're going to, you know, be engaged, I think, in a sort of dialogue with the administration about sort of getting some more detailed information so we can assess that.
Perfect. Senator Glaser, any questions? Any public comment on this? This also is a hold open item. Good. Let's move to issue number three, lead acid battery fee.
So the lead acid battery, we're requesting 1.8 position and $233,017.18 to administer the Lead Acid Battery Recycling Act, which imposes a new fee on consumers and manufacturers of lead acid batteries. Revenue collected, less refunds, and expense reimbursed to the BOE will be deposited into the Lead Acid Battery Cleanup Fund, which this bill will create.
Finance?
On this one, I would note that the governor's budget initially had proposed a total of 6.5 positions, of which five were permanent positions and 1.5 were temporary help. And they've managed to whittle that down to essentially no permanent positions and 1.5 temporary help positions.
Great. LAO?
We have no concern, had no concerns with the original proposal, and like the others, we'll be taking a closer look in the coming days.
Senator Glaser, any questions?
No, thank you.
Public comment. We'll hold this one open as well. Thank you for doing the best you can to minimize the impact on our budget or yours. Issue number four, implementation of California Healthcare Research and Prevention Tobacco Tax.
So then the last one is Prop 56, which the board is requesting 3.7 positions and $2,017.18 to carry out the responsibilities in implementing Proposition 56, the California Healthcare Research and Prevention Tobacco Tax Act of 2016. Proposition 56 imposed a new $2 per pack of a 20-pack cigarette tax, and it imposes an equivalent floor stock tax and indirectly increases the tobacco product tax. There is no language in the legislation that provide a mechanism to fund the current year resources, so BOE will be absorbing and redirecting those positions. And many enforcement resources were not requested in this BCP, but we will be bringing that forward in subsequent BCPs as we look at the impact to the program.
Okay, finance?
When we were speaking on issue two, it appears I accidentally gave the data for this one for issue two. So this one is where we had proposed initially in the governor's budget essentially 38 permanent positions and 3.4 temporary help positions, which they've managed to whittle down to essentially no permanent positions and only 3.4 temporary help positions.
Kaleo?
We had some concerns with the original proposal. One of the main ones was the funding proposals that the administration had made with respect to enforcement. There's some language in Proposition 56 that says a particular amount that's sort of allocated to BOE as well as some other state agencies, quote, annually shall be used for the purpose of funding law enforcement efforts, end quote, and then further states that a specific amount within that pot of money shall be apportioned to BOE. And so it's not sort of the administration's approach involves spending less than that amount that's specified. It's not clear to us how that would be consistent with what's directed by Proposition 56. So that was true of their original proposal. And again, not having seen much detail yet on the new proposal, it certainly doesn't seem to address that concern. So we would still have that concern unless there's some information that's not apparent in the summary that they've provided. So that was our main concern. We also didn't see much reason to make those sort of mandated resources limited term simply because there's a very limited amount of discretion that the legislature or the administration have there to adjust that amount under the law. And so we weren't sure it was entirely worthwhile to have such a large portion of those resources be limited term.
Finance, what's your thought on the shall be apportioned, shall be used comment?
We think there's a bit of a difference between apportioned and appropriated. So if the language had said it shall be appropriated, we would have no choice but to put that in the Budget Act. But seeing how it says it shall be apportioned, we think there's flexibility to set that funding aside and to credit to the Board of Equalization, but to give it to them at such time that they actually require it. And at this point in time, we don't believe that those resources are necessary to pay for what's proposed in the governor's budget.
Oh, I see. So it will be earmarked for BOE.
Yes.
And accumulate until such time as BOE needs the money.
That's the plan.
And that, and you can do that even though the budget is year by year?
It would be, there's a continuous appropriation, I believe, or some mechanism to, yes, that fund, that money will continually flow into the fund and be set aside until such time as it can be drawn upon.
I see. We're just not giving it to them.
Correct.
Okay. Senator Glazer, any questions?
No, sir.
Any public comment on this one? This is also a hold open item, so we'll hold this one open. We'll bring all of these back to the committee soon for a vote. Anything else? Seeing nothing, I guess we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.